This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gangzo here, ready to go. Todd back from his procedure. Still a little banged up?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
I'm on some pain meds trying to...
Oh, you are?
Yeah, but there's certain things you can't take because they're too strong, because then you can't drive, like oxycodone, and they only give you a couple of pills because you can get addicted to it. So it's like secondary pain medication so that you can still go about your business and not be all woozy and stuff.
Well, we're glad to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. So Todd goes, I checked in on Friday because he had his procedure done for kidney stones. And then he said, how was the show? And I said, great. And then I felt bad that I put great.
You should have felt bad. One of the best we ever had. It just happened to be you weren't there. That's usually when the best ones happen.
Did I say one of the best we've ever
had? You know I'm going to read into that.
I know.
You could have just sent a smiley face and be like, great, okay, I see what you're doing. Smiley face.
I know. But I didn't want to lie to you and say, oh, terrible show. We had a lot of fun on Friday.
Yeah, I want you to be honest. But
Meet Friday was spectacular. And, you know, we had camaraderie. We had fun. We laughed. We just had, you know, one of the greatest shows that we've
ever... Sounds like a lovely way to go into the Labor Day weekend, as you should have.
Yes. All right, hour two, and phone calls, best and worst of the weekend, since we weren't here yesterday. Seton, what's the poll question for hour two?
Well, Dave, we could change things up. We got another one here from Paulie that says, whose career / legacy would you want?
Ooh, okay.
Jimmy Buffett. He's put Bob Marley in there.
Hmm.
And then we have Pavarotti.
Okay.
Whose career / legacy would you want? Jimmy Buffett, Bob Marley, or Luciano Pavarotti?
We've never done this one.
We have not. And I don't think anybody's going to steal this one.
If they do, then we know where they got it.
I'm going to call them out.
If somebody else does this, you keep that receipt.
Yes, Todd.
I'm going Bob Marley because, like, when you go to, like, Bermuda or Bahamas or on vacations or whatever, and you're hearing all that music and everyone's relaxed. I know Jimmy Buffett has Margaritaville, but there's so many Bob Marley songs that, for me, are very relaxing, and I picture beaches and pools.
How many songs?
I can't, like, start naming Bob Marley. I just know it when I hear it. It just has a very groovy, smooth, wow, I'm on vacation, and I don't have to get up early, and I can
It's probably relax. More Jimmy Buffett songs that you would know than Bob Marley.
Maybe, but the sound of Bob Marley, I find very, even without doing the ganja and whatever people do to that music, I can enjoy it without
ganja, you know. Doing the ganja. He was out there doing the ganja.
You can appreciate that music without being high and just be very relaxed from Bob Marley music.
Okay,
it's nice.
All right. What is the, I know Jimmy Buffett just passed away, but... what's the impetus for this?
So the theory behind the poll is I think there's some singers that while they might not be, you know, the Beatles, they have longevity way after their career because of a theme. Like Jimmy Buffett is entrenched to this party culture. He's got places all over the place. I think his his music and kind of legacy of performing is going to last way after, and his songs will be played way after he dies. Bob Marley, if you've ever been to Jamaica, it's like he's the host of the country. That's all you hear everywhere. You could buy stuff. I think he's going to be famous 100 years from now. Seen throughout Luciano Pavarotti, it does seem like he's the one seed of opera singers of all time. And if you go overseas, I think his music will last for a long, long time. I was wondering which one of those guys has the most staying power long term.
I don't know how many people get caught up in opera, but I guess if you do, then you would think of Pavarotti.
Feels like a one seed.
Yeah.
He's kind of the guy, right?
Yeah, but he's the guy in a category that nobody really cares about.
Well, right. I mean, like, you can't really put, like, compare Jimmy Buffett's societal impact to that of Bob Marley's. But yeah, for the sake of this poll question,
Pavarotti's like, name the greatest surfer of all time. Everyone knows Kelly Slater. Most people can't name the next five. But, like, opera, you could probably name Pavarotti. And then Bocelli? Is that two?
Andrea Bocelli's kind of a boss, too.
He's great. Yeah, he's still killing it. Any other poll questions that we thought about, Seton, that might be more relevant to sports?
Relevant, I don't know about that. Are you surprised at all by our first hour poll question that Shohei Ohtani's agent and Colorado Doubters have very little representation in the vote?
Well, explain the question and the options.
Who had the worst weekend? Right now, Dabo Swinney and Clemson are running away with it at 42%. That's followed up by Brian Kelly and LSU at 36%. And then very down at the very bottom, splitting the rest, is Shohei Ohtani's agent and Colorado Doubters.
Duke forced three turnovers and shut out Clemson in the second half, and they upset the number 9 Tigers. Duke's first win over a top 10 opponent since 1989 when they beat Clemson, ranked number 7. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Penny's Bang Biscuits available, yogurt dip, mini bones, all in stock at danpatrick.com. We also have Bang Jerky available as well. 20% of all the sales given back to handpicked partners in the pet industry. It has been a surprising success, and thank you for all the feedback. Some people do want to know what role Mountain Dew played in your kidney stones, Todd. I don't know if the doctor brought that up.
He did not bring that up, and I honestly haven't had Mountain Dew in quite some time. I'm trying to drink a lot less soda and a lot more water, so I'm proud to say that it's probably has to do with other things in my genetics, not the soda drinking.
Mm. But drinking a lot of water would help.
Yes, okay. I've been continuing to do that, and still sometimes stones can form even no matter how much water you're drinking.
Yeah.
Based on whatever your genetic makeup might be.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Get some phone calls here. Pac-12. 12-0, week one. First power conference to post a 12-0 or better regular season week since 08 when the Big 12 went 12-0. But the big news in college football had to be Colorado. Not necessarily, I mean, it's the game, but it's really about Deion Sanders and his son and Travis Hunter. It's early. And then, the over-under now has been raised, according to DraftKings, to 5 wins this season. They won one game last year. They were probably picked to win 3 games this year. They're bumping that up just a little bit. They go to Nebraska. Nebraska coming off a loss against Minnesota. They have USC coming up. They have a visit to Oregon. Bo Nix is a very good quarterback. And Deion Sanders is not afraid to be prime time. Had some things to say, such as this.
What's up, boss? You believe that? You hold on, hold on, hold on, oh no. Do you believe in that? Huh? Oh no, no, no. I read through that bull junk you wrote. I read through that. I sifted through all that. Yeah. Oh no, come on. Do you believe? You don't believe. You just answered it. You don't believe. Next question.
Okay, he's calling out Ed Werder. And Ed Werder joined us in the first hour. And Ed is not a writer. He put something on social media back in March where he referred to Deion as a celebrity coach, But he did say some nice things about Deion Sanders and making Colorado relevant. There wasn't anything that was disparaging unless Deion, if he didn't say Deion was a celebrity head coach, would Deion had a problem with that? Deion was using Ed Werder as a prop because he was feeling it. He was feeling himself. And it's not up to Ed Werder to go, hey, I want to make this about my opinion about Colorado. Do I believe? Our job is not to root for Deion Sanders. I mean, you can. We blurred the lines that now people who are hosts, who should be neutral, are not. They openly root for teams, which I don't like. I was not brought up that way. Don't believe in doing that. And put my allegiance to the side when I went to ESPN, growing up in Cincinnati. I want a great story. So Ed is saying, you know, when he joined us, it wasn't about, do I believe? It's one game. I'm covering one game. But Deion was making it about Ed's there and apparently had written a lot of bull junk there, which wasn't true. Deion was a little vague with the facts because Ed Werder did say to Deion, what did I write? And Deion couldn't say anything because Ed doesn't write anymore. He's a reporter. He's a TV reporter. But Deion has every right to peacock there and have some fun. His son is a wonderful talent there as well. Deion is not being fair when he's calling people out, not knowing who Travis Hunter is or not believing in Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter was one of the top recruits. That's what was amazing, that Deion got him to go to Jackson State. And at the time, I said he will not end his career there because Deion will not stay there at Jackson State. And sure enough, when he went to Colorado, Travis Hunter went there. His son went there as well because his dad was the head coach. I don't know if teams said, we don't want Deion Sanders' son. It was they knew he was going to go wherever Deion was going. And Travis Hunter, wonderful two-way player. He was going to go play for Deion Sanders. And Deion had this to say about Travis Hunter yesterday with Pat McAfee.
This man right here is a dog. You saw on the shirts, we don't have captains, man. I don't believe in that foolishness.
Love
it. I believe in leaders and dogs. Every dog ain't a leader, and every leader ain't a dog. We got some dogs. That kid right there is a darn Rottweiler, man. He don't play. He texts me at 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. Let's go, baby. Let's go do this. That's the text I got from Travis at 6 o'clock in the morning. Let's go do this, baby.
Nobody said that he wasn't a big-time talent. No one. He was one of the top recruits. And that what was amazing is Deion got him. And that's why I said, when Deion was going to Jackson State and Florida State was not interested in bringing him, I guess, after Willie Taggart, and I said, man, I would bring him in. I mean, you know, this is his alma mater. And Hunter committed to Florida State. He's a big-time talent and could probably play, you know, offense or defense in the NFL. And maybe Deion sees some of Deion in Travis Hunter. That Deion didn't get to play both ways. He did get a chance to play some receiver when he was with the Falcons, I believe. But here's a, you know, you got a unique talent here. And his son played extremely well. It's one game. It's a long season. And I think those are things that have to be factored in. But I have to admit, social media was on fire with this. Deion was on fire with this, his pregame speech. And it was a perfect storm. It was a noon kickoff. You have it. Now let's see if they can stay in the game. They have been 21-point underdogs the entire summer, even back to the spring. And people thought Colorado, I thought that not this year, next year, that's when you have to factor in the Deion factor because he's going to bring in kids. I didn't like what he did when he shipped those kids out, told him to find a new spot, new home, and he did it on camera. Now, you want to do that privately? Fine. You want to be tough with them? Fine. Don't do it on camera. That, to me, was wrong. Other than that, the guy's going to recruit. And he's got some really good football minds on his staff to help him. You know, the X's and the O's. Sometimes you have somebody who has so much talent, they don't necessarily have to think as much. They just are able to react. And it's not fair to those, like Jordan, it's like saying, well, he just was Michael Jordan. Well, he also worked hard, fundamentally sound. Isaiah Thomas. Like these guys, Bird, they understood the game. They studied the game. Magic, studying the game. You know, Joe Montana wasn't the great athlete, but he was smart to understand this is what I can and can't do. Deion was able to do whatever he wanted to do, but he also had to be intelligent to, you know, be even greater. And I think that's what you're seeing with some of these players. They're good. Now do they put in the time? And he's talking about Travis Hunter putting in the time. Well, that makes you an all-time great. And he's saying he's the best player in college football. He might be, but Deion's got to be fair. People knew that this was a great talent. A couple of phone calls in here. Lucas in Texas. Hey, Luke, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
I got a media-related question for you, but first I do want to recognize longtime friend of the show, and I guess we could call him Todd Fritz Opener, making the big Darius Rucker introduction to College Game Day. So congrats to him.
Mm, okay.
And then my question for you is media related. So this coming weekend, I'm a longtime College Game Day guy. The mothership has always kind of had my eyes on Saturday morning. But do the metrics come in for viewership by hour or even by segment? Because I would love to see what happens whenever at 10 o'clock you have the big noon kickoff in Colorado. I want to see how many eyeballs are going from Tuscaloosa, where they're always at, to a new atmosphere in Colorado. Man, that's got to be a great thing to look out for. So just an exciting, great weekend for football.
All right. Well, thank you, Lucas. Yeah, they do have it pretty much minute by minute. I don't have that data, but they come on the air and all of a sudden it goes from College Game Day to Big Noon Kickoff. Yeah, I think there's some curiosity. I don't know how long they stay. I don't know how many people thought, well, you know, Colorado can pull off the upset. It felt like, can they keep it close? Will they get blown out? And I think you always, the fact that they were on the road, you have to factor that in. If that was a home game and sold out, then Colorado is staying in that game, no doubt. But I think people looked at TCU, went to a national title game last year, even though they lost their quarterback, but they're at home and they're 21 point favorites. Yeah, Paulie.
Colorado will be on national TV, Fox, noon Eastern next week versus Nebraska. They're on ESPN versus Colorado State, but they could play with that game and find a way to. It'll be national somewhere. And then you have at Oregon September 23rd. That's TBD. And then hosting USC September 30th is also TBD. So both of those could be morphed into national TV games.
Oh, I think they have to be.
Yeah. Especially if somehow Colorado's 3-0 going to Oregon.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if they're not, even if they lose this weekend to Nebraska, I would still think that you want Deion on the sidelines, getting an interview with him. You got his son is, you know, very talented, and you got a two-way player as well. I don't know about the rest of the team, but they do have talent. They have players who are going to be playing on Sunday, but I think having Deion there, people will tune in for that. Win or lose, they'll tune in for that. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, Colorado, USC, ABC, CBS, VH1, MTV, yeah. Food Channel. That's going to be one of the bigger matchups this season, period.
Yeah, Food Channel. Okay.
HGTV.
They got to settle some of these whatever disputes that are going on. All of a sudden, I'm trying to tune in and watch a game, and I go, wait, what happened here? Spectrum? There's some other DirecTV last night. People had problems trying to find it. Florida State LSU. I couldn't wait to see Florida State LSU. And then I had to wait to watch Florida State LSU. I'm like, wait, where is this? This is a big game. And then it was like, due to an ongoing dispute, I'm going, damn you. All right. Let me get my laptop here to watch a game. All right. Let me take a break. We'll get to more phone calls. The latest on Shohei Ohtani and how that's going to affect his free agency. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. DraftKings is ready Thursday night. I sounded like Oprah there, didn't I?
Thursday!
NFL opening night! Football's back. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Hooking up new customers with a can't-miss offer to celebrate. Place your first $5 NFL bet Score $200 in bonus bets instantly. DraftKings, everybody's going to be in the game. All customers can take advantage of the two new offers every single game day this September. Check the app to see what you got. Go there now. Use the promo code Patrick. New customers getting $200 in bonus bets instantly. So the code is Patrick. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Fritzy.
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility in terms at DraftKings.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The NFL season kicks off Thursday. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs hosting the Lions. That'll be on NBC and Peacock, which is where you can find this program. Download the app if you haven't done so. The line was around 7 when this first opened up, when we first saw the schedule. It hadn't changed much. It might be 6.5, but feels like everybody's all in on the Lions. But, you know, the NFL has to be all in on the Lions. The last thing you want is to open up the season and Kansas City wins 34-7. And you're looking at the Lions, and they don't have star power. They have a coach who has a whole lot of charisma. And I thought that they were a playoff team last year. But they got off to such a bad start. They played really well at the second half of the season. I think Jahmyr Gibbs has a chance to be a special running back for them. He better be. He was a top 15 pick. Jared Goff quietly had a really good year. Had 29 touchdowns. And he didn't even have to have Sean McVay in his corner to help him. He was able to do it all on his own. They do have a great wide receiver. Do you know who that receiver is, Marvin? Great receiver.
Great receiver.
Great, great. I would put him, production-wise, top five receiver. Does anybody know the star receiver for the Detroit Lions?
Amon?
Yes. Ra.
I can't even pronounce his full name.
Amon Ra St. Brown. He's got hyphens. He's got periods. He's got everything.
Yes.
I got to do him like we did Greek Freak. He's so good, we got to learn how to pronounce his name.
Yeah. Yeah, eventually. I think that we were able to get by with the Greek Freak for a while, and then all of a sudden it's like, we got to know how to pronounce his name. You can't just use the nickname. Yes, Marv.
Is Jared Goff on the preview, the one that they show up on the on the screen?
He should be. Yeah. You might have the coach on there, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Aiden Hutchinson is a big name. He's a good player out of Michigan, but still, they don't have star power. But there are a lot of people on the bandwagon there. Yes, Marv.
Paulie hit it on the head during our morning meeting. He's like, I forgot that the Lions were an opening night. And yes. I was like, yeah, me too.
Yes.
And I think the Sunday night game is Giants-Cowboys.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, oh, that's the opening game. Like, no, it's not. It's Lions at Chiefs. That's usually a 1 o'clock game somewhere.
Yeah, in previous years, that would be a 1 o'clock game. But here it is in prime time, and they are expecting a whole lot out of the Detroit Lions. And I hope that they do well. Given what that city's been through and still waiting for a winner, and now you have something there. And they're in a division that is winnable. Although I don't know if it feels like Green Bay's underrated. I don't know what Minnesota is, and the Bears should be a little bit better. But if you're going to win 11, 12 games, I guess you would probably lean towards the Lions there. I just don't rule out the Packers making the playoffs. Yeah, Marv.
And I think if you're a Lions fan or one of those fans, we don't get any respect. The NFL is showing you all the respect they can. Yeah. Opening night against the Super Bowl champs, the night they put up the banners. So you know what? You guys better show and prove on Thursday. Or don't ask us bleep about when are we getting national TV games.
Yeah, nobody thought we could do this. You can't say that this year if you're a Lions fan. Yes, Todd?
Can the graphic be Barry Sanders and Herman Moore and Calvin Johnson with their thumbs up going, yeah, this is our year kind of thing? Forget about worrying about any current players. Put a couple of Lion legends with a thumbs up of excitement.
That would be disrespectful.
A little bit, but you get past that.
Like if you're showing them on opening night, then you have to showcase who you have on opening night, not, hey, here's previous Lion greats who didn't really do anything in the playoffs.
I can see where that might be a little disrespectful to the current roster.
Just a little disrespectful. Also, the Cardinals have made Kyler Murray one of their captains this year. Okay.
Is it quarterback automatic, one of the captains? That seems like an automatic.
How many quarterbacks are captains in the NFL? Are they all captains? I don't know, but I don't know when Kyler Murray is going to be able to play. He said he wanted to be back by week one. That's not going to happen. Probably week five, I'm guessing. Do the Cardinals keep Kyler Murray on the bench this entire season? Do they do that? Wow. Let me see here. So he's got the $160 million guaranteed coming to him.
Damn. What a mess.
Oh, boy.
The best thing that can happen to that franchise is losing all their games.
Yes. Yeah. And then they brought in Josh Dobbs. And then they have a fifth-round draft pick, Clayton Toon, at quarterback. But Kyler Murray not coming back anytime soon. But if he does come back and he gets injured, and I mean, they're on the hook for this money. It's guaranteed. Man. Well, that's why they're the Cardinals. All right, let me get a couple of phone calls, then we'll dive into Shohei Ohtani. Brad in North Carolina. Hey, Brad, best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, BP. Best of the weekend is that Carolina has always been and will always be in Chapel Hill, and USC is in Southern California. Carolina absolutely handed it to South Carolina, held them to 11 yards rushing. And, you know, it was a good thing for the UNC community after the tragedy that happened on campus this past week. My worst of the weekend is the NCAA. What they've done with Tez Walker, who's our wide receiver, they've ruled ineligible. He transferred 4 days before they changed their policy on things. And in typical NCAA fashion, just absolutely have just screwed things up. The kid needs to be able to play. His grandmother never has been able to see him play. They had 30 tickets for his family to watch him in Charlotte, and poor kid wasn't able to play. But.
Yeah, I saw where Mac Brown was angry at the NCAA. Al in Atlanta. Hey, Al, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan.
Hey, bud.
Happy National Cheese Pizza Day. You need to get Buddha a pie for his birthday.
Mm. Okay.
Best of the weekend, the Braves taking 3 from the Dodgers in L.A. in an NLCS preview. Bester of the weekend, Dion sifting through the bowl junk and spitting hot fire. It feels like we have mid-90s classic prime back again. And I didn't have a worst of the weekend until Fritzy started describing his aftermath of his procedure, and it made me never want to get kidney stones ever, because it seems like...
Well, you don't sign up and go, you know, I'm thinking about getting kidney stones, Al. Fritzy didn't want the kidney stones. They just sort of happened. Now, Fritzy's diet probably didn't help in preventing those kidney stones, but nobody signs up for kidney stones. Yes, he...
Well, and it isn't. I don't know if it's necessarily the aftermath of the procedure, because it sounds like the procedure is still going on.
Yeah. But, you know,
I mean, it's still currently proceeding.
People usually talk about, like, you know, how painful it was to pass a stone or whatever, but there are also a number of stones that are obviously too big to pass. And then when you have to get a procedure and they put the stent in, that's a whole other story altogether. That is just not something you want.
Shohei Ohtani still evaluating medical opinions on the tear in his collateral ligament.
That was the hardest left you've ever made.
We've already discussed this.
I know.
We've been through this every year. We go through this. Thoughts and prayers.
But people are tuning in and out of the show at different times. They may not have heard the earlier discussion.
I think America's going to be okay today.
I would hope.
Not knowing all the gory details. Because that's why I'm always hesitant when I say, how are you doing? And then...
Try to give you an honest assessment.
I don't need the
but
honest
But if I say I'm okay, everything's fine, and you see me like I'm making weird facial expressions or I look uncomfortable, you have a right to know what's going on.
No, but you can still say, hey, a little uncomfortable, but... As you say, nobody cares about the labor pains. Just show me the baby.
That's true.
That's it. Every day is the Super Bowl.
So what's going on with Ohtani and the Tommy John thing?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
You're welcome.
Shohei Ohtani is still getting medical opinions here. His agent made two things clear yesterday. Ohtani will be ready to hit at the start of next season. He might not be able to pitch. I'm guessing he won't be able to pitch, but he will still remain a two-way player down the road. So his agent told a whole bunch of reporters, so this is the first time that he or Ohtani has really addressed anything since the tear was revealed August 23rd. But Ohtani will still be going to free agency here. Some type of procedure. I guess the options are Tommy John surgery. I don't know what the procedure is, because Todd had a procedure. There's a difference in that in surgery. He had a previous tear. He underwent stem cell in hopes of avoiding surgery, then learned that he needed Tommy John less than 3 months later, underwent the procedure in October of that year. But I don't know how you can hit. So he's a right-handed pitcher, left-handed hitter. How are you guaranteeing? So if I'm, let's say I'm interested in Ohtani, am I paying for him to be a two-way player? Or can I get a discount that we're not sure? Can I put something in, you know, is there language I can put in the contract? Which I would. I'd say, hey, I'll pay you $400 million. If you want the extra $150 or $200 million, I have to have something in writing that says you will start X number of games. That's it. If you can give me 20 starts each year, then I will give you X amount of dollars. But other than that, there is no way. No way. This is his second procedure slash surgery. No way. Yeah, Pauline.
If you're buying Ohtani for $600 million, let's say that's the number, you're buying the phenomenon, and the phenomenon is doing both. You know, the coverage is doing both. He's one of the best hitters in baseball. He is one of the top 15 pitchers in baseball. He's not the best at both, but you're buying both. And I wonder if these teams who put in their offers, I won't call it collusion. I wonder if they all put that type of clause in their offers, because then they won't have the option to go elsewhere.
Well, it just seems smart.
Yeah.
You know, it's business sense. That, why am I going to give you $600 million and go, boy, I hope he can pitch. I'm not doing that. But I wonder, if you're Mike Trout and or the Angels, what do you do? Because this didn't work. You had two of the best players in the game. What's the market for Mike Trout? Big number. Still a very good player, but been banged up. And then you have Ohtani. What could he have signed for? Now, he didn't know he was going to tear, you know, have a ligament tear. But was there ever an offer? That's what I kept saying throughout the summer. Is there a number? Have they said to the Angels this? Did the Angels say, hey, we'll give you this? And Jeff Passan of the Mothership said probably no number was ever established there. But now you're going to go into free agency, and I just wonder what he's going to cost. Does he have a better chance of staying with the Angels because of this? Can you get him at a better price? How many people will be in the market for Ohtani as a hitter for the foreseeable future? I mean, you are paying for the fascination there. But of course his agent's going to say that he'll be ready to hit at the start of next season, regardless of how much longer he plays. In 2023, he will remain a two-way player down the road. Of course he's going to say that. Boy, an agent who might be deceptive there? Whoa. Didn't see that coming. Yeah, Paulie?
What if his agent was completely opposite? This is a mess.
Yeah.
We're in a big... Could we have signed that contract 3 months ago?
Man, did we make a big mistake. I hope I'm still his agent after this is all said and done. All right, let me take a break. More phone calls coming up. We'll check in with the commissioner of the SEC, Greg Sankey, next hour. Back after this. This is when Seton's life is starting to change. He had mentioned this after going to Dublin, that he was going to come back and maybe start. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I was going to say dressing like a big boy, but that's not fair.
I don't think that's what I said. I think I just said start dressing a little nicer.
A little nicer.
Yeah.
Like a big boy.
Okay, sure.
And as we all know, it starts from the shoes up. It's Wolf and Shepherd, made and worn by athletes, and Seton certainly is that. Maria Sharapova, Steve Nash, Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Andrews, Seton O'Connor. Well, all of us.
Not necessarily in that order. But
no, it's not. The crossover, the classic dress shoe style, and it's really, it feels like an athletic shoe, but it looks like a dress shoe. They've done it. The Cruise Line, cutting edge casual styles made to be worn every single day, and the comfort to actually do it. Ask about Wolf and Shepherd. Dive into the future of footwear and discover what shoes were always meant to be. WolfandShepherd.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself,
Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
So, recent tweet by J.J. Watt. Is he joining us this week, Ton?
He's on the show tomorrow.
Oh, okay. It cannot be overstated what Deion Sanders did today to turn the whole Colorado program around from what it was last season to today, beating a team that played in the national championship game last season. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to actually do it. Wow. It's according to J.J. Watt. Well, Deion doesn't have to take a receipt on that. He'll appreciate J.J. Watt saying nice things. Not everybody is in that same category, including Ed Werder. Ed Werder joined us first hour. And Ed did an, oh, by the way, you know, he said, look, I've had run-ins before. You know, I've been covering the NFL for a long time. And he said, yeah, I was, somebody wanted to murder me. I go, wait, what? And then he said, yeah, I was critical of Terrell Owens, saying the Cowboys wanted to release him, that he was toxic. And one of his teammates basically was going to put a hit out on Ed Werder. Tank Johnson. Like, he's got a name, and Tank Johnson works for the commissioner now. Okay. Going to put out a hit. And he asked him, Ed, where do you live? And Ed goes, I'm going to make you work a little bit harder than that. And Ed Werder went out and bought a gun. Said, you know, I've never used it, but I went out and bought a gun. Wow. Jake in Colorado. Hi, Jake. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Danette. It's best and worst of the weekend. Well, worst and best of the weekend. Worst was an all-day tennis tournament for my son, but best was having a cell signal to watch my Colorado Buffaloes take on TCU and cheering at maybe some inopportune times, but I'm cautiously optimistic.
That's, good.
I get to say that, and I'm not going crazy, but hey, we have hope, and we haven't had that in a while, so it's exciting.
Good. Yeah, you just want to be relevant. That's it. And Deion made you relevant. Whether you were going to be good this year, you were going to be relevant. You were going to be talked about. And Deion, just imagine what that did for recruiting. Deion was probably on the phone with recruits at halftime and probably at the end of that game, or any recruits that happened to come in for that game. Just imagine. because that's what Dion does. He closes. He would be a great salesperson. He's going to go in there and close. Yes, Ton.
Was that last call his worst of the weekend, saying he had to sit through an all-day tennis tournament with his son? That was his worst of the weekend?
Well, he's just telling you that he had to go to that and couldn't watch Colorado. I don't know if it was... It could have been anything that he was doing where he couldn't watch Colorado.
Gotcha.
It's called being honest, Todd. That's all.
That's very honest on national radio and TV.
Yeah.
Like, I'm stuck with my son in an all-day tennis thing when I could have watched the Colorado football game.
Well, I didn't give his last name or his phone number.
That's true. I don't think people are going to be outside his door cut up with
pickets. I don't know if they're going to go, wait, was that Josh who lives down the... Wait till I tell his
wife. Let's throw eggs and toilet paper at the house.
He's being honest on a sports radio and national television.
Let's get honestical.
Oh, man. I think I'd rather hear about your procedure.
So, yeah, so they put this...
Then hear you sing your Olivia Newton-John. Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
Jeff in New Orleans. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, DP. How are you today?
Great, Jeff.
I'm the caller formerly known as Jeff in Maryland. My wife and I sold everything we had in Annapolis and have just moved to New Orleans and to retire. We're down here having fun and listening to your show.
Awesome. Awesome.
I wanted to let you know.
I love New Orleans.
Yeah, we're 5 miles from the French Quarter. We can Uber in. It's great.
Good.
Yeah. Hey, I have long hair that I part down the middle. I have a barbed wire tattoo on my arm that goes all the way around.
Nice.
And Halloween comes, I like to eat candy corn. Just wanted to give you my best and worst of the weekend. My best, I think everybody is just into the whole Colorado thing. I watched that football game on Friday, and I think for me the best part was just seeing how moved Dion was at the end. He was truly overwhelmed by his emotions, and that went over good. The worst of the weekend was I had to go into the weekend not knowing what you're doing to the patio. It's making me crazy. You moved the camera. You moved me Friday. I need to know what is going on outside on the Traeger patio.
You wait until Friday. The Traeger hood is going to be unbelievable. We upgraded, updated. Chad from Traeger is going to come in, and it's a big blowout on Friday. But I wanted to do something in the grilling area, and we've been putting it. We've had people out there working. When we went to Ireland, everybody came in and started working, and it's a 2-week process. But we'll have that for you coming up on Friday. Josh in Texas. Good morning, Josh. What's on your mind?
Hey, what up, DP? Third time, long listener. Love the show. Love the boys. Especially how much you know what Marvin's been kicking lately.
Mm.
Best and worst is going to be, first of all, I'm an alum, Eat 'em Up Cats, Texas State alum. Paulie's comment earlier saying that he didn't even know we were a school. We're the fourth largest university in the state of Texas, which is the largest continental state, if I do recall. Secondly,
well, in fairness to Paulie, he did say you sounded like a made-up school,
like from a movie. We watched Texas State football.
Yeah, but
okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, we had some good players back in the day as well. I mean, I know that it was FCS, but you know, it is what it is.
Okay.
I have my worst, and my worst is a fear, and the fear is for Colorado University. The hype machine is great. I love Dion. I love Prime. I love his kids and everything that they're doing over there in that university. But the other thing is they barely beat TCU, which got their you-know-whats kicked in the championship game. The real championship game last year was Ohio State and Georgia. And I'm just worried that they're kind of getting a little ahead on their skis.
Well, Josh, thank you. And, you know, we apologize if you were offended by the Texas State comment. Wasn't meant for that. But you're a 20-point underdog. I'm not going to dismiss what they pulled off here. On the road, considering what they had last year and the influx of new talent, are they going to be a 5 or 6-win team? Probably. Bowl eligible. But are they ready to compete with, you know, Ohio State or any of these? No, they're not. Like, we're already jumping to the end of the line here. Like, hey, could they compete with? No, they can't. But are they relevant? Did they win against a quality opponent on the road? Am I ready to christen them? I'm sure you're going to get these topics today. Can Colorado win the Pac-12? Well, they can because they're in the Pac-12. In a month from now, are we asking the same question? But hey, it's about trolling you, and I'm sure that they'll squeeze in something about Dak Prescott as well and LeBron today. Yes, Seton, were you going to say something?
I was just looking ahead at their schedule,
yeah,
and I'm trying to figure out where their losses are, but I don't know enough about each team.
Okay, really, let's run down the schedule.
Go through that.
I mean, they can lose to Nebraska. They're a slight favorite against Nebraska.
They could lose to Nebraska.
They could lose
this weekend.
They could lose to Nebraska.
Yeah, all right. Colorado State.
I don't know how good the Rams are. That's a rivalry game.
No, that's an in-state rivalry.
Yeah, in-state rivalry.
You have Oregon, number 15.
That's at Oregon.
At Oregon.
I would expect Oregon to win that game.
Home against USC, that's a lost dog.
I would expect USC to win that game.
Arizona State, we've been crushing lately.
Yeah.
You have Stanford, UCLA, Oregon State, Arizona, Washington State, and Utah. There's some losses in there.
Yeah. I mean, they might have 6 wins, maybe 7. They won 1 game last year.
They've already matched that total this year, Dan.
Yeah, thank you, Seton. Commissioner of the SEC, Greg Sankey, will join us coming up. One more item as we close out hour two. It's not a question of if, but when your personal information gets compromised. Have you ever gotten a text from an unknown number that feels too good to be true? And it probably is. Scammers often send messages posing as someone in need of help. Typically, their requests include fronting some money. No matter who it is, you're better off deleting these fishy messages. You got to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. Identity theft every single day, and that's why you need to protect your identity. And it can be made easier by LifeLock by Norton, detecting you and alerting you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now and get 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick. So LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code Patrick for 25% off.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.